I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, a Saudi singer who found freedom and her voice in Pakistan. But first, let's take a trip in the Wayback Machine. Back in 2004, Jamie Hiscox was walking on the beach in the south of England when he spotted a small brown pebble, just a few inches across. He could easily have kept walking, but he thought it had an unusual shape. So he picked it up and took it home. Turns out now that what Hiscox pocketed wasn't a pebble at all. According to a new scientific paper, that small rock was a brain. Well, about 130 million years ago, it was a brain, a dinosaur brain, now fossilized. Alex Liu of Cambridge University is part of the team studying the brain, and he says this is the first time that dinosaur gray matter has ever been found in this condition.
It's remarkably unexpected, actually, that we're finding soft tissue preserved in a brain particularly. The brain particularly is usually locked up inside the skull and never has chance to come into contact with sediment. And so it was previously considered that finding a fossilized brain, or at least the soft tissues of it, would be very, very unlikely indeed.
Scientists say the brain probably belonged to a relative of the iguanodon, a slow-moving plant-eating dinosaur. The brain is so well-preserved that it's possible to make out tiny blood vessels on its surface. Liu says they think that other structures may also be intact deeper inside this pickled brain, all of which raises the possibility that other parts of dinosaurs may be preserved around us without anyone having noticed. So next time you're at the beach, watch your step.